Following last night's rainfall, things have settled down very nicely across our area, and that trend will continue right through Sunday, so it's smooth sailing from now right through the upcoming weekend. So I spent some time this morning looking back at some weather records. Albany this year so far has not hit 90 degrees, though we have hit 89. It's rare that we get to this point of the summer. It's almost mid-July now without hitting the 90-degree mark, but it's not unprecedented. In fact, back in 1998, the temperature at Albany never hit 90 degrees. And what's even more unusual about that is that was a year that had a very warm day in March. March 31st hit 89 degrees at Albany, and that's a day I vividly remember as I was a student at the University at Albany and everybody was out enjoying that mild wrap to the month of March. So now we come back to the present and we talk about the potential of hitting 90 at Albany, and there is a chance we do it this weekend on Sunday. Temperatures are expected to be in the upper 80s. We could touch the 90 degree mark as the day moves along. In the short term, things are very quiet across the region. We will have partly cloudy to mainly clear skies through the evening hours. It's going to be a comfortable night with temperatures falling back into the 50s and low 60s. We may see a few areas of fog form near bodies of water. Moving into the day tomorrow, we're looking for mostly sunny conditions. It'll be a seasonably warm day with temperatures running mainly in the lower to mid 80s. Humidity levels will remain in check. I will mention there's a very small chance of a pop-up shower or storm right along the Canadian border tomorrow afternoon. A similar setup on Sunday with partly to mostly sunny skies. It will be a warmer day and it will be a bit humid. Our dew point temperatures were likely to run in the low 60s on Sunday, so that'll make it feel a little bit muggy. Highs will be in the 80s to right around 90, but with that humidity, it will feel a couple of degrees warmer. And then back to work on Monday with partly sunny skies. And there is the chance for at least a few thunderstorms on Monday, kind of scattered about. And it looks like that threat for at least storms from time to time will be with us for much of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and comfortable, patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonable, high 80 to 85. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable, patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably warm, high 80 to 85. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and comfortable, areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably warm, with highs in the mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and comfortable, patchy fog, low 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably warm, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, very warm and a bit more humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. And on Monday, partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.